Good morning. This is Matt from the Haywood Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of May 15th, as prepared by Steve Suman. Well, this week's forecast looks like beautiful weather through Wednesday night. We might have some rain showers Friday night, and then it's back to sunshine and blue skies through Monday. Let's check in with a couple of our bait shop buddies. Jared at Hayward Bait says, even without the sun, the warmth continues to increase water temperatures into the low to mid-60s on many water bodies, which is bringing many species shallow to feed and prep for spawning. Mike down at Jenks on Highway B says, the Chippewa flowage is at full pool. Main lake water temperatures are in the 50s, and bays are in the low to mid-60s. The 2023 Wisconsin Canoe Heritage Museum's Heritage Day celebration is Saturday, May 27th from 10 to 4 during Memorial Day weekend. Their museum is in Spooner. This free event marks the season opening of the museum, and it includes an open house in the museum's exhibit hall, canoe workshop activities, the Canoe and Wooden Boat Show, and more. For more information, you can go to their website or call 715-635-2479. The Hayward Chapter of Fishing Has No Boundaries will host its 36th annual event, May 19th and 20th, at the Lake Chippewa Campground on the Chippewa Flowage. Hundreds of volunteers gather to assist 120 to 150 anglers with various disabilities to enjoy this unique fishing experience. The two-day event offers evening meals, adaptive equipment, and more to ensure everyone has a wonderful time. There's still time to volunteer your time or your watercraft. Contact the chapter office for more information. You can visit their website or call 715-634-3185. The DNR is asking us to please avoid burning due to critical fire danger across northern Wisconsin. The Sandy Pines areas of northern Wisconsin are always the slowest to green up, and tree growth is at a volatile stage. Areas with very high fire danger include Sawyer, Washburn, Douglas, Ashland, Bayfield, and Price counties. Rusk County also has a high fire danger area. To check current fire dangers, wildfire reports, and burning restrictions, go to the DNR's website and search fire danger. The first week of the general inland fishing season was a good one, walleye fishing especially. As walleyes recover from spawning, other species are moving toward their shallow spawning areas. The water is warming quickly. Panfish fishing could go hot almost overnight. Muskie anglers should note that muskie season in the northern zone opens May 27th. Smallmouth bass harvest season in the northern zone opens June 17th. It's catch and release only until that date. The walleye fishing right now is good to very good for fish that are mostly post-spawn. You'll find them near their spawning areas on shallow break lines and rock and sand shorelines in depths to 10 feet. Very early morning and late afternoon low light periods are best, especially in very shallow water. Fatheads on jigs, medium-sized shad wraps, and husky jerks are all working on walleye. The northern pike fishing is fair to good. They are near the bottom in very shallow, fast warming bays, sunning themselves. Sucker minnows, spinner baits, jerk baits, stick baits, and big flies can all grab their attention. The largemouth bass fishing is fair to good as fish move towards shallow bays and spawning areas. Baits of choice include crawlers on plain hooks, fished under bobbers, jigs and minnows, wacky worms, and drop shot rigs. Smallmouth bass fishing is fair to good right now. As I said before, it's catch and release only until June 17th. They're on the bottom and in with the walleyes, on shallow break lines, points, and rock ledges adjacent to deep water. Plastics, tubes, minnows on jigs, jigging wraps, and crankbaits all work well. The crappie fishing is good to very good, and it's improving as fish move shallow for spawning. Focus on depths of 3 to 10 feet, around new weed beds and in warm bays. Crappie minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks under slip bobbers are producing. Or you could try small beetle spins, mimic minnows, voodoo beadhead jigs, and crankbaits. Bluegill fishing is good in the shallows for anglers pursuing them. Waxies, redworms, and crawlers fished on small jigs and teardrops under bobbers are working well. Try some small minnows to target larger bluegills and avoid bait robbers. Here's some upcoming events for you. Memorial Day is coming up on May 29th. May 31st is the application deadline for your elk season tag. Full moon coming up on June 3rd. The DNR's free fishing weekend is June 3rd and 4th. There's a kids fishing derby going on June 3rd at Lake Hayward Park from 8 a.m. to noon. If you'd like information on that, call 405-227-1789. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their general meeting on June 6th at 7 p.m. at the Flat Creek Lodge. For more information, call 715-634-4543. The Shawamigan 100 Bicycle Race is June 17th. For more information on that, call 715-798-3599. Muskie Fest is coming up. It's June 23rd through the 25th. Call the Chamber of Commerce for more information, 715-634-8662. Or better yet, go to muskiefest.com. That's where all the information is. June 23rd through the 25th, also as part of Muskie Fest, Fishing Has No Boundaries is having a fishing contest. Call them at 634-3185 for details. And during Muskie Fest, the DNR is holding a Learn to Fish activity at Shoes Pond on the 23rd and 24th. Check it out. June 25th, the Hayward Bass Club is holding their Round Lakes Open, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can call them to get the details, 405-227-1789. Spring turkey season is going to be wrapping up here pretty quick. We have just a day left in Period D. Period E runs May 17th through the 23rd. Period F is May 24th through the 30th. Okay, if you want to know anything else going on, you can always check the online calendar at haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. If you have a question, call us down at the office. The chamber number is 715-634-8662. And you can reach Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau by calling 715-634-4801. Have a good week. I'll check back with you next Tuesday.